Hey, Kareem.
Hi, Doreen.
I tell you what, we got a great show tonight on Angel Coaches. So why don't you share with everyone what it's about?
Yeah, it's the greatest show because we've got the greatest messengers of God. It's about the archangels. Archangels. I'm just a little teaser.
No, I like that. What a great introduction.
Archangels, you know, it's derived from the Greek phrase meaning the greatest messengers of God. So they are the greatest. They are. So tonight's show is about. I'm sorry.
I said, what did you say? You blurped out for just a second. The greatest messengers of God.
Yeah, it's coming from the Greek phrase, the greatest messenger of God. So arch is the meaning greatest, and an angel is messenger of God. So put that together, we've got the greatest messengers of God on this show tonight.
That is so cool. Yeah.
And so we're going to just be talking about the different archangels and they each specialize. I want to say the word specialize, but you know, they can help us in certain functions in our lives. You know, some of them specialize in, protection or healing or clearing away fear. Some of them help with writers. Some of them help with, environmental causes or finding your life purpose. They have a great ability to be at multiple places simultaneously. So you don't have to worry about if I'm calling on this archangel and my friend over there is calling on the same one, who's he going to come to first, right?
Yeah, that's one way to get through. Yeah, I've had that question before. I know you and I both have. Well, what if we both need Michael? Well, Michael will be with you both. So how cool is that?
Or sometimes, we may think, oh man, our issue or our concern or our problem that we're having right now is just probably so menial in the eyes of the archangels. How can I call on them for something as silly as this? Are they really going to help me with this? Yes, they will. The answer is yes to all of it. No matter how trivial you may think that your issue is, nothing is trivial in the eyes of the archangels, and they're here to help us with love. So no matter what it is, for example, I'll tell you a quick funny story is right before we're getting on this show, I get out my headphones and I plug it in so that, I can hear the show, on the headphones. And the other day I had seen my cats running around with my headphones, the wire in their mouth. And I was like, oh, shoot. I'm like, they might have punctured a hole in the wire. And lo and behold, they did. So I'm like, let me just test this out. And I plug it in. And I said, okay, just go on some kind of YouTube site. And I had some meditation music on the YouTube. And I'm like, just test it out. So I click on it. And I could only hear the left ear. And I went, Archangel Michael, I'm like, I know you're really great with technology and electronics. And I'm like, please help me with this. Because I need to be able to hear out of both ears for the show. It's going to kill me if I can only hear out of the left ear. And so I'm going around, screwing around, trying to find different headphones that I had in the house. And all of a sudden, I heard a voice say, try a different video. And I went, what? And I said, what do you mean a different video? So I was like, okay, fine. So I click on a different video, and all of a sudden they work. And it was because the first video was on some meditation about opening up your third eye. And so they pulsate the sound through the left ear first and then the right ear. That was the whole thing of the meditation. And I was like, oh my goodness. Thank you, Archangel Michael. I was like, wow.
I like that. So he's coming to us in a lot of different situations, So how cool is that? Which one do you work with the most, Archangel Michael? Because they work with children, helping you have children. They help you with marriage. They help you with love, all the things that you were talking about. But which one do you work with the most, do you feel? Because at different aspects, different parts of your life, you have different archangels that work with you, I feel.
Archangel Michael, because I have so many problems with technical issues and I had issues with my car before and everything. He's kind of like the jack of all trades, Archangel Michael is. So if you don't know which one to call upon, he can handle it all. So I call upon him pretty often. Archangel Raphael is really great with animals. And so since I've adopted these two kittens, some of them have gotten injured, she's really great with, helping them to, is really great with healing my kittens of their wounds, or their injuries really, really quickly. And Archangel Gabriel, I call upon whenever I'm doing writing, She's really great with that. And her and Hanyelle, I call upon them before we do each of the calls and the shows, because they're really great with speaking. Those of you out there that are speakers, or writers, or are journalists, Archangel Gabriel is really good with helping with that, and so is Hanyelle too as well. She brings grace and all of that to any kind of grace and positive energy. So they're both really great, and they're female. You know, female archangels too.
I know there's a couple of them in here that are female too as well. We'll talk about each one of them if you like. I have a story to share about Gabriel. In the past couple of weeks, I started really, really writing, and it's been incredible. So I got these tremendous messages the other day, and all of a sudden, I don't know if you've had writer's block or anybody that's listening to our show has had writer's block. I have just had major writer's block for the past couple of months, and she says, you need to write this down. I started writing it, and then it just really started developing. I was like, oh my goodness, where is this coming from? And sometimes it's a lot, you know, just don't ask questions, just start writing, you know. And when you least expect it, but you put your intention out there to ask her to help you with your art projects, your writing, it'll happen. I swear it will, Karina. I was like blown away because I felt like I was so stifled. And she just really came. She goes, now start writing. I said, here's the deal. You show me the words to write, and I'll start writing. So, we had a partnership, you know. So it's been really good because I've done really well with this because I was like, okay, show me what to write, you know. And then all of a sudden it'll start flowing, and the emotion and the feeling. And I was like, wow, it's blowing me away. Because I have been super stifled, as I said, for the past couple of months. So anyway, I'm excited to see how this turns out. It's a cool work. I'm excited about it, you know. But we have a lot of archangels, so let's go over them. You want to, and I also think too, if you feel comfortable with this, maybe I think the archangels come with you anytime you want. But if we share with people and go over it ourselves again, is how you invite them or the invocation to ask them to come. Because you know they'll come no matter when you ask. And sometimes I think if we have a certain process that we go through to ask the angels to come, you know what I mean? It makes it feel more, I don't know, more spiritual, more real. So let's do that. You want to talk about the angels, archangels, and go from there. So
yeah, which one do you want? I think you're talking about like there are. I mean, like you said, there isn't a special way to invoke the archangels. All you have to really do is just ask from your heart. And they will come to your side. But sometimes when you are, you know, you want to connect with them, it can help to do like what you're saying is like a ritual, or some of them are associated with certain things like nature. You know, it'll help with your connection to them, although you really don't need help to connect to them because they're there with you immediately. But sometimes it makes us feel better to do that, to kind of, you know, either if it's surrounding yourself in nature or in you know, holding a certain color or whatever, you know, it can help. Mm-hmm.
I always say Dorian Bershey's got a great book, Archangels and Ascended Masters. So that's one of the things that I think you and I know it by heart because we've used it so much as a reference book for us. But I think let's go over a few of them. No, I agree with you. We just talk about it, you know, we'll just talk about a little bit what they can do, like some certain things that they can say. So the first angel I've got is Archangel Ariel, or some people say Ariel. So,
like the Little Mermaid.
Exactly. She's wonderful though, too, as well. You know, she helps with divine magic. And I know there's a lot of people out there that's in, you know, concerned about the environment. You know, in water, oceans, lakes, and those kind of things. And she also helps with manifestation, and also animals and the animals, birds, and healing and protecting of all those little creatures. You know what I like about her is divine magic, and people don't understand what divine magic is. So let's talk about that a little bit. So when you're doing divine magic, or you say, what is divine magic? She helps with that and manifestation. So what do you think, what does divine magic mean to you, Corrine? And I'll share my thoughts on it as well.
Well, divine magic, I bet you people out there are going, oh, it's like spells. Is it like spells?
Yeah, exactly. Spells.
Is it the call of the pot with the cauldron and all of that?
Divine magic is... Is that type of bat, some love potion number 9? No, it's not like that. Anyway.
Divine magic is like manifestations, your desires coming to fruition. It's... it is connecting with all that is, and just creating powerful manifestations with your heart's intent. So it's, did I describe that right? I mean, does that make
yeah,
sense?
I agree with you. If it's okay, let me add this because you know, you and I we do readings and we talk to angels and we do coaching. And I was chatting with you this the other day about this, but people will come to me and not so much anymore, but do you do spells? I'm like, are you kidding? I can't even cook. So I get, just a way to right? But I understand divine magic. And I'm teasing about that. But the most important tool that we have, I feel one of the most important ones, and this is really about making things happen or divine magic, from God, is really focusing on our intention on that for the highest and best good and keeping that focus, keeping it. Like if your focus is to do your life's purpose, to do your work, then keep your focus. And I'm sorry about my dog in the background. She's noticing herself in the mirror. So she's only 8 months old. So I apologize.
No, you're right. It's manifesting with deliberate intent from your heart with the only intention of the highest and best good for all that's involved. So not with ego, not with fear. That's divine magic because magic happens when you do that. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and I think that's cool too, as well. So when you focus your intention and then you're asking for her help, and she to help you manifest something, make sure that you're coming from a really good place. Mm-hmm. Because I have people that have called on her and they've called on her and they go, well, she's not helping me manifest the guy, or she's not helping me manifest the job, or she's not helping me manifest the right choice that I needed, and not only her, but Michael. So one of the things that I always share with people is like, if something's not happening quick enough, then really what they're saying is it's not no, but it might mean not now. And there's other steps that need to happen before you manifest this wonderful right. thing that you or sometimes it's a form. The form, instead of focusing on a form, like it has to be this job or it has to be this card, it has to be this person. Focus on what you really want. Focus your intention. I want love. I want the best and highest job, for me to help people or whatever you're doing. And I think that's a big thing when you're remembering how to do this.
So. Yeah, I think with any of the archangels, it's a matter of whatever it is that you're asking for help in, to let go of the how you want it to happen. Just ask and then release it to the angels, and it will happen faster. When we are stuck on the how we want it to show up, then that's what kind of delays the process, because when we just say, okay, this is what we need help in, this is what we'd like to have happen, I don't know the how, but I'll leave the how up to you and just let it
right.
go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's pretty cool. See, I like how that sounds too as well. And when you do that, you get it comes to you really, really quick. And if you need to take a step before you get to that point, then the steps come a lot quicker too as well. So mm-hmm. it all works out in divine and perfect timing. One of the things that you said before, and I want to mention now, is that you can call on her anytime, anywhere. Sometimes you get, you feel it more, because she's always going to be there, right? The angels always come to us, God always comes to us. You'll feel it even more if you can be around the body of water. And so that would be like an ocean or a lake. Or my friend, he's a guy, he says, I'm trying to manifest things. He works in the, I can't remember, it's ocean. Ocean stuff. He goes, if I wasn't around the ocean, he says, I would try mud puddle. I said, hey, it all works, Brent, whatever you need. So, sometimes you can just, if you're around body of water, then you can feel her energy around you because she'll always come. So that's something to remember there. So do you have anything else you want to share about her before we move on?
No. Let's move on to the next one. The next archangel is Azrael. He is known as, in some scriptures, as the angel of death. And the reason being is that he helps people cross over. to heaven at the time of physical death, and he also comforts people that are grieving. So in addition to that, he also works with people that are in the grief counseling industry, any type of counselors. He helps them alleviate their clients' pain. You can also call upon Archangel Azrael to help you bring comfort to someone that you know that is dying too as well. So he's just a really great, angel that helps with your heart and with the healing too as well. So, there isn't any special, invocation that you really need, because the second that you call upon him with a sincere desire to really help a situation with that is involved in grief, you just have to think about him and he'll be right to your side. So really great, any kind of grieving. So it's whether it's material, spiritual, or emotional, he is the angel to call upon.
I like that one. Do you remember Touched by an Angel? I was thinking, what was that guy's name? He was the angel of death, or like I escorted him over to the other side. I think it was Andrew, right? I was like, yeah, that probably was a little bit better for TV, primetime TV, instead of Azrael. But yeah, it was a few years ago when it was on. But I'll share the story with you. When my mom was in the hospital, she was on life support, and such a beautiful, I look back on that whole situation and learn so much about love and we never die. But the moment that she passed over, I'll never forget seeing this huge angel come in and just sweep her up. And I just saw a path going, and seeing my family members, my mom's mom and, my grandfather and people that I'd lost or that weren't there anymore, you never lose them. They just go to the other side. And it was just such an amazing experience, Corrine. I will never forget that. But that angel was so strong, and he was big. He was big, And I was like, wow. He just took her, and I knew she was going to be safe. You know that in theory, but when you see that and you feel it, it was like one of the most amazing experiences I've ever had. I will never forget it. You know what I mean? So, anyway, I thought I'd share that with you.
That's wonderful. That's beautiful. So don't be scared when you see the angel of death, really.
Hey, are you here for me?
He's not coming with the, the wheat set, what is that thing? The angel, the angel of death with the black hood and the, that's not how he looks like.
Yeah, like Ghost. Do you remember that in Ghost when the black guy used to, or the black hood guy would come? I was like, no, that's no fun. A lot different than that. That scared me. I was, we were quite young. Anyway, so we have Archangel Shamuel. His name means he who sees God or he who seeks God. What a great name to have, okay? I was like, wow, mine just means you can spell eat a lot out of my name, so tree. But what he's in charge of is career, life purpose, lost items, finding them, helping you find them. Also, if you've got a relationship that you're looking for, like a soulmate relationship, he will really help you with that. And also building and strengthening the relationship that you're in. So also world peace. And the one thing I want to mention about that with world peace is the peace starts within you, and then you can have it on the outside of you, right? If we all remember that, I think it would come a lot quicker. But he is amazing. You and I've done, I've had him show up before when I was really struggling years ago with, do I leave my career that I had built? And he showed up and said, you know what, you're going to do this and you're going to be really happy with it. And I was like, I do not think I'm going to be really happy with this, because I'd always done metaphysical work, but it had always been on the side. And I got a quick nudge, then I got a real swift kick in the booty, and then here I am today, a few years later. But best decision that Archangel Shamuel ever showed to me. So, yeah. You had dreams about him, right? Or when you were getting out of going into metaphysics, or, have you ever, did that happen to you? Because I know you talked to a few angels that came to you in your dreams, right?
Oh, yes. I I don't doubt that it was him, although I never asked. I would just hear them, and I knew that it was an angel. And now that I'm talking about it now, I think it was, because I'm recalling the energy. I've lost a whole bunch of things over the last couple of weeks since my move, and I've called upon him many, many times. And it's funny, I'll always say, Archangel Chamriel, all is not lost in the eyes of God. Please help me find, you know, whatever it is, my keys or my book or whatever it is. And all of a sudden, I mean, he's the great thing about Chamriel is that he can hear your thoughts. And we're always in a panic, whatever it is, whenever we can't find something, or whether it's a relationship issue, which he's great with, you know, or if you've lost something, we're in a panic stage, right? So he immediately hears you. You don't need to even, you know, say any type of a prayer. You can just say, oh my gosh, I need help finding this. And he's right there with you. And I immediately, every single time, it's been over the last couple of weeks now where I've probably lost or misplaced, couldn't find like probably four or five things. The second that I call upon him, he gives me this sense of like, I almost feel like I'm laughing at myself. And I know it's not coming from me, but I can feel someone saying, don't worry, you're going to find it. It's okay, just smile. I hear someone say, just smile, you'll find it. It's right there. And I literally, because I feel as though someone is laughing either at me or with me, I don't know, I start laughing at myself, even though I'm like, no, but I really need to find it right now. But I'll just start laughing. And I literally have found everything that I've been looking for that I've misplaced within a minute of that prayer. After searching for like an hour, I'll just go, okay, all right. You know, or I'll let it go for a little bit. I'll come back to it and I'll find it within a minute. So I really appreciate him because he has obviously a sense of humor, because every single time it's like, I actually hear him say, oh, you lost something again. Okay, we'll find it. And then he's just laughing.
I like that. You know what? My friend, when we were kids, because I've always been able to see angels since I was a child, and I know you have as well, so she borrowed her mother's bracelet. I think it was a bracelet, and we were 10 or 11 years old, and we searched for that bracelet and searched for it. We couldn't find it, right? And she goes, ask your angels. I said, I am. I said, but I'm stressed right now. And, you know, I was like so stressed out trying to help her. 10, 11 years old, so I said, listen, her name was Colleen. I said, Colleen, we just need to settle down, sit down, and really think about this. And I'll never forget, I said, how can we find this bracelet? And because I really wanted to help her. Her mother was going to get so mad. And we were sitting there, and this angel and he came to us, Archangel Chamriel, and, you know, and I could see him and hear him. He said, ask her to look under the couch, and he goes, and make sure that she never, before she ever takes something, ask first. And I told her that. She goes, I swear, I'll never do it again. You know, she never did. Since I met her or knew her. But we looked under the couch, and there that bracelet was, you know what I mean? But it was way back in the back. I'll never forget that. We were so scared when we were kids. I was scared for her because her mom had such a temper. It was like, oh my goodness, my playmate's going to be gone for a while. And you know, so anyway, it was funny what we did. But you know what? He's been there for centuries, ages of time, and he helped me when I was a kid, or helped my friend when she was a kid, and he still helps us today. Because one of the things that I do is I just freak out, Kareem, when I lose something. I'm a lot better than I was. But the other day I lost something in my car keys in my big mansion, which is maybe, you know, I live on a little place on a one-bedroom apartment on the beach, but I couldn't find my keys. And so I heard the voice say, sit down and just sit down there for a couple of minutes. So I sit down for a couple of minutes, and I looked, and I got a message where to look, and they were like, in the couch, like not in the, like behind the couch. Okay. They had fallen behind the couch. And, same thing as when my friend was a kid. And I found my keys. My dog had been on the couch, you know, she's only 8 months old. So it was like, I was freaking out because I had to somewhere to be. So you ask and he'll show up for you, which is kind of cool. So anyway, okay. So you ready to go on to the next one?
We've got Archangel Gabriel is next.
I love Gabriel. One of my favorites.
Yeah. You know? She's one of the female archangels, and her name means God is my strength. She's also known as one of the messenger angels. She's really, really great with people whose life purpose involves the art or some form of communication. So If you're an agent, you're an actor, an artist, an author, dancer, journalist, a model, musician, reporter, a singer, songwriter, teacher, anything involving delivering of spiritual kind of messages, communication, she is the archangel to call upon. She also really helps people, or parents that are hoping to conceive a child. She helps you with that too. So it's really, really great. She also helps with those that are in television and radio work, or those that want to adopt a child as well as conceive a child. She's great to call upon. And she's just a very, the way that she feels to me every single time I work with her almost on a daily basis is like, she feels like as if somebody is sitting right next to you, like holding your hand, just like a really gentle, loving, support. And, it's kind of like a friend sitting right next to you. Really, really great. I do work with her almost on a daily basis. Oh my goodness. That just hit me right now.
That's funny. Yeah, you're an artist. You do write, and our website is thanks to your work. Okay, so I helped write it, but you put it all together. You're an amazing artist as well as a writer too as well. So thank you, Archangel Gabriel, for helping her, working through her, because I know I work with her as well. She's amazing. She's the one that really gave me faith in myself to really, really start this work, because I really tried everything to not do this full time, Kareem, because I was not sure this was what I was supposed to do. Although I knew it from the time I was a child, and she is one of the archangels that really, really helped me with this, come to terms with it. You know what I mean? And gave me visions like future life progression. She was able to show me pictures of what life would be like. Outside material possessions is one thing, but how I would feel on the inside. So that was huge, too, as well. And I know that some of her clients she works with, because we've got a few authors that we're working with, and, they're getting their work done. And she's a big catalyst that's helping that happen. So it's kind of cool.
Right. She helps you open up your creative channels. And really, it's kind of like, that's why I say that she feels like a friend right next to you. It's almost like a friend kind of giving you the ideas, giving you the inspiration. Whenever I work with her, I really does feel like all of a sudden I'm tapping into some kind of, creativity that's been, kind of, bottled up a little bit. And as soon as I ask for her help, it's almost as if that channel just opens up. So she's really great with that. She helps to give you inspired ideas. So that's why she's really great with the writers and the artists out there that might have the writer's block or are stuck. So she gives you the inspiration. So it's really great to work with her.
One of the things that I like about her too, because this is something that's a client of ours, but actually, when he listened to her meditations, because she's got some meditations that she's got out there, it was actually, I think it was George, and George listened to her meditations and really helped him put his couple books together, second and third book. So how cool is that, And also, too, if you're having a hard time about knowing what to write, she'll inspire you to, she will inspire you and, show you where to go to help you figure that out. That's something that I know that a lot of people that I've worked with in the past that are trying to find their place in the arts, that's what she's done with them. So I thought that was cool. What about, what's the next one that we've got? Do you have anything else you want to say about her? Love her.
No, we've got Archangel Haniel next.
Okay, Archangel Haniel. This is one of your favorites, right? Means Archangel's Haniel's name means glory of God and grace of God. Wow, that's beautiful. How cool is that? Archangel Haniel, grace, bringing it into our lives, healing abilities, moon energy, and also poise. Oh my goodness, I need that for dance. So psychic abilities and especially clairvoyance. Love that. The clairvoyant ability too as well. That's where you're able to see things, see angels or see, whatever. See angels or see things that you're wanting to know about that will help you guide you in your life. Archangel Haniel will help you with that. One of the things that I like about Archangel Haniel is the poise. That's cool. You know what I mean? I dance ballet and jazz, and I always ask for poise. Grace and poise. If you have grace and poise, doesn't matter what you do, you're going to look good, right? Especially in dance. So, but I know that you've had experience with him, working with him. So when you first started in your working metaphysical business full time, share with people what happened there, because I think it's amazing.
Oh, I'm remembering what you're saying. I can't remember the specific story, but she's worked with me. She's giving me so many messages in my dreams. Every single time that I was questioning whether or not I was doing the right thing to do a career change, I was receiving specific messages, really specific messages, letting me know that I was on the right path, and I was just so grateful for it. And I really, really needed it. So for those of you out there that need that kind of additional, she really, what she does is give you divine energy of loving wisdom, okay? So if there's any situation that you're confused about, you're not exactly sure, you need a little bit more grace in your life, she is the one to call upon. Really great with helping you to stay poised and centered before you've gotten an important event like a speech, a performance, even like a first date or a job interview.
Right.
Definitely a wonderful archangel to call upon for help with that.
I know we've got a few archangels to go through we'll move through the rest really quickly, but moon energy, see, that's an important one because the moon is really one of the things in life that really affects your emotions. You know, where the moon is at really affects your emotions. I know in Vedic astrology, where the moon is more important than where the sun is when you're born. So she really helps with moon energy. So if you're having a situation with your emotions or, you know, with your mate or a potential mate, really work with her with that in the moon, and say a meditation because it's so strong because the moon really does affect your emotions. So anyway, thought I'd add that in. I think we've got the next one, which is Archangel Jeremiah.
Jeremiah. Yeah. I love that. I love his name. He is the God of mercy, or mercy of God is what his name means. Jeremiah. He also helps with clairvoyance and prophetic visions. Also a great one to call upon if you're making a certain life change or you're trying to reassess your life. If you're having psychic dreams, you need interpretation. Great one to call upon too as well. Also really great with helping you release your fears, worry or tension about your future. For those of you out there that are worried about like, where is my life leading me, what is my purpose, you know, am I doing the right thing, what's going on here, he's great with helping you release the fears, the worries, and the tensions about all of that, and then helps to give you prophecy, prophetic visions, about your future if you've got questions about that. So, again, no real invocation, just if you are concerned, you can just call his name, he'll be right by your side.
I agree with you on that. And the other thing I want to say about the prophetic visions really quickly, a lot of people want to have prophetic visions or want to understand them more because they're already having them about future events that are happening not only for themselves, but let's say nationwide, worldwide. This is the archangel that you can call on to help you interpret them, okay, and to help, and if they're coming to you too fast or you're having a lot of emotional distress, ask him to help you with this, okay? Because I know that in the past I've had friends and, you know, you and I've had some dreams that, you know, he can really help interpret them and also understand them and not have the emotional stress with them. So that's always kind of...
Yeah, and he's the archangel that actually helps the souls that have crossed over do their life reviews. So he also helps with those of us that are still living in this lifetime too as well do our life reviews. So if you're at like a crossroads in your life right now or you're at a pivotal time or you're going through something really, really difficult and you really want to know, what you're supposed to learn from the challenges that you've just recently experienced and you want to make sure that you're learning the right things and going about things in a strong way, he is wonderful with helping you, give you the knowledge and the wisdom from your past so that you can move forward in a positive way in the future.
That's cool. I like that. Okay, so Archangel Jophiel, his name means beauty of God. Okay, I think I'm the one supposed to say this. Okay, yeah, beauty of God, and he's known as the patron of artists. So this angel, Archangel, really, really helps you on a metaphysical level and also physical level. So if you're wishing to increase your physical beauty, not only, I think, inside and out, spiritually and also physically. I really hesitate with this one because you can ask his help for it to help you with your physical beauty, but I think it's also super important to remember to ask for the right reasons, from true desire versus that you're not enough, don't you think? Or that's what I feel too as well. So
right, it's not about make me attractive so I can get this guy or get the woman. It's not about that. It's not about, it cannot come from ego. Nothing that you ask for should really come from ego, and it's not the right way to achieve anything. Anything that is asked from ego or fear or for false needs is not really serving your best and highest good. So it's about the not only the external beauty, but it's more about the inner divine beauty
right.
inside.
Right, so he helps you with beautiful thoughts, and also he also helps you with artistic projects and art and artists that are creating work, whether that's writing, whatever type of artist you are, also interior decorating and also slowing down from a hectic pace. So if you need to slow down and you need to catch your breath and you need to take five, that's okay. You and I were chatting about that earlier today too as well. And also helping you have beautiful thoughts, because whatever you're thinking is a reflection of what's going on the inside and will show on the outside. So you're going to be more beautiful no matter what if you're thinking good thoughts. But I also think it's super important to remember that to come from a place of love and desire versus lack and need on that one. So anyway, I think, do you have anything else you want to add to that one? Because that's okay.
Yeah.
Let's go with the next one. Archangel, you're sure to share with everyone.
The next archangel we have is the youngest of the archangels, because his creation occurred after the other ones. And so he is Archangel Metatron. This archangel is really, really great for the parents out there that have children that have been labeled with ADD or ADHD, any kind of children's issues. He's also another archangel that's really great with those that are writers out there, really is focused on children and their issues and helping them with healing. And he also helps children cross over too as well into heaven. So he's like the children's archangel. Really, really great with helping parents of those children too as well. Also great with record keeping and organization. So if you've got issues with keeping yourself organized, definitely a good one to call upon. That's organization in your thoughts too, as well as in the actual physical material organization too, as well. So definitely those. If you have a child that has been labeled with ADD or ADHD, he not only helps you with the raising of your child, but also the children. But also the people that work with your children as well, to give them a better understanding of the special gifts that your child has. So he's a good one.
I like him because he's all about organizing and record keeping. So, a friend of mine, she's so funny. She goes, "I got to clean that closet." I said, "Ask him to help, but don't expect him to clean it out. He'll just be over there, like, inspiring you to clean it out." She laughed, She goes, "Yeah, I need him to help me clean my whole house." I said, "Good luck with that, but he will inspire you." So, I know that a friend of ours, or actually one of our clients, is putting a whole organization together for children and, with that have ADDLs. ADD, Asperger's, those kind of things, and helping them develop their gifts. So this is an angel for her and also for anybody else that has children with those kind of special gifts, because I know a lot of them have some incredible gifts, and they're just mislabeled. Okay, so are you ready to go to the next one?
Oh, yeah. And one really just interesting thing about Metatron is he originally was Enoch, and then he was given wings and transformed into the Archangel Metatron. Enoch was the scribe, and in heaven, he recorded everything that happened on earth and placed it into the Akashic records or Akashic records. I just wanted to tell that because we've been talking about the Akashic records offline. So I thought that was really, really interesting. And that's why he's so good at record keeping and the organization, because he was a scribe.
Well, that's cool. And you know what? In the biblical sense, Enoch was the only one, I think it was Enoch, that went over on a chariot of fire, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. He didn't have to die. God took him in a chariot of fire because he didn't want him to die. How cool is that? You know, like you crank up that chariot. That's the way I want to go, right? Okay, so we've got the next one is your favorite, I believe, and that's Archangel Michael. He gives you strength and courage. I think we talked a lot about him at the beginning of the call. If you have a speeding ticket, from a speeding ticket to really love relationship, any kind of thing, he's good with computers, all technical stuff. That's what Archangel Michael does, and also helps with worthiness and self-esteem. Personally, I think he shows up to me as being very masculine, and I don't know how you see him, but he's very masculine, and he's always in, like, I want to say war clothes, but that's not the correct word, but you know what I'm talking about, where I see all the other angels, they're beautiful, but they're more androgynous than he is. He just shows up very masculine, so... But I think he's amazing. You know, when I've asked his help before, when I've gotten, not anymore, I don't have this problem, but when I've got into trouble with tickets, you know, speeding tickets or whatever, he's great for that. And all you have to do is call on him, and he'll come and help you. And but be truthful, you know what I mean? He'll help you in the best possible way. So if you really did speed, say, hey, I really did speed, help me out of a ticket. So that's what I told a friend of mine. He goes, he didn't help me. I go, well, you told a fib about speeding. He goes, yeah, you're right. So make sure you're truthful when you ask their help, I think, is really important to remember. Do you have anything else you want to say about Archangel Michael?
Yeah, he's the... He oversees the angels and, really helps light workers with their life purpose, too. He's the leader of the archangels. And so he helps with he helps with everything. Sometimes, if I'm not exactly sure, if I don't remember which angel handles what, I just say, Archangel Michael, please help me with this, or please bring the angel that helps with this. This is what I need help in. Because he helps you with courage, direction, energy, you know, self-esteem, worthiness, life purpose, commitment, motivation. I mean, all of the issues that we have in our lives, right? Like, procrastination, protection, spirit releasement, space clearing. I mean, that's basically the whole gamut there of everything. And he's also, you know, a handyman, helps you with the plumbing, you know, technology, electricity, computers, everything. So he's, you know, really the jack of all trades. So fear not, those of you out there that are like, okay, which angel handles what again? He can be your go-to guy.
I like that. Yeah, go-to guy. Anyway, one of the things that I do like about him too is that, you know, if you can't get motivated to do something, he is great for helping you motivate yourself, losing weight. You know, I have a client a long time ago. She called on him to help her lose weight. You know what, Corrine? Her name was Robin Eats, and I'll never forget that. And she lost over 100 pounds, and she says, you know what, I dieted, and she, you know, I got on a great nutrition program. She goes, but I got to tell you, I really called upon Archangel Michael to help me. He helped her lose over 100 pounds, she said. You know, she goes, he motivated me to stay, yeah, motivated her to stay on her diet. Great story. You know, she got to get healthy and got to work with a great angel. How cool is that? So anyway, let's move on to the next one, which is
it's Archangel Raguel, and his name, he's the Archangel of Justice and Fairness. His name means the friend of God. His role is to make sure that all the archangels and the angels are working harmoniously together, according to divine order and will. So, and he's a really friendly archangel. He energizes you. He boosts you with energy. He's kind of like the angel that's like part attorney, part counselor, part therapist, part motivational coach. So he's really great with If you're having difficulties resolving a conflict with someone in a relationship, an argument, resolving arguments, he's really great about that. If you're having issues within your family environment and you need help with having more harmony or cooperation among your relatives or your children, you can call upon him for that. He's also great because he's also the Archangel of Justice and Fairness. Great defender of those that are treated unfairly. So he's a helper of the underdog. He gives you empowerment. That's why he's kind of like the attorney, the therapist, the motivational coach, all that. So if you need help with mediation of disputes, really great. So, good archangel to call upon if you just had an argument with your significant other. Right after you have that argument, just ask him to help you intervene and help with bringing the relationship back to peace and harmony, and have the differences be resolved through love and cooperation. And he's great with that. We all need him. We all need him.
He's a great guy. I'd like to have that archangel in court, right? You know what I mean? So. He'll help you, and when we say that, he'll help you win. He'll just help you come to the highest and best truth for everybody concerned. So, and that means winning. That's so key right there. Okay, well, let's move on if you're ready. Let's go with Archangel Raphael, one of my favorites, by the way, because he helps with addictions, cravings, in helping you get rid of them. Also, if you're wanting to see more, on a psychic level, he helps with clairvoyance. And that's with the spiritual, clairvoyance is seen. He also helps with your eyesight, physical and spiritual. A couple of years ago, I had eye problems, and I'll never forget calling on him and Christ to help me see better. And you know what? They did. They didn't do it in the way that I, or the form that I thought it would happen, but it happened. You know what I mean? So that's the reason why it's really important just to focus on, the essence of what you're looking for. He also helps healers. He helps guide them and support them and gives them direction. And healing, as you said a little earlier, for your little kitties, for animals and humans. And if you've lost your pets, he'll help you with that. Space clearing. And a lot of times you really know what space clearing is. I would say this, and there's a couple of archangels that really help with this, but space clearing is like dusting. If you would never not dust your house, or maybe you don't, but in a perfect world, we'd all dust your house because, dust gets on everything. And so when you have people or yourself coming in and out of your house, a lot of times you need to clean the space and just call on him to help you do that, to kind of dust the space or vacuum it. And then spirit releasement. Travelers, he helps if you're traveling too as well. So spirit releasement. I know people are saying, what does that mean? And we've got to really move quickly, but I think we need to touch on that. Spirit releasement. What does that mean to you, Kareem?
Oh, I know the people out there are going, is that like exorcists?
Is it somebody's like head is spinning around and green goo's coming out of their mouth. Yeah, he's one. Just kidding. Exorcism, right? No, that's not what it's about. But spirit releasement. Sometimes we need to be released from a situation, I think.
It's like the energy. It's all about energy because he clears the energy and releases the energy.
Right, exactly. So if you're having problems releasing yourself from a past relationship or sometimes even with your family members, you're, holding on to stuff, this is the angel that you call in to help you let it go and help you move forward. He gets you out of that pause moment, I think, is the best way of saying it. So
absolutely. I think especially in relationships too, if you're just going through a breakup and you feel that, energy still around you, or it's negative energy, and it could be any energy from anybody, that you're feeling. You can ask Archangel to help kind of release that and clear that out of your space. Really great, but also really great with animals. You'll see like an emerald green light when you call upon him sometimes, or little sparkles or flashes of that. And you mentioned traveling too, right? Because I call upon him if a family member of mine is traveling for work or. When I was traveling for work too, I would always say a prayer to him to keep everybody safe and to keep myself safe and, everybody on the flight safe, and really great with that.
Yeah, you know, he showed up in my room one night. He says, "You're getting ready to go on a trip." And I was like, "I know I'm not." And because I was really struggling financially, and this is years ago, probably about 8 or 9 years ago. And he goes, "Yes, you are." And you know what? I did. I went on a trip, and it was one of the best, and it was a paid-for trip by the company that I had just started with. Gosh, it was longer than that then. But it was wonderful. And he goes, he told me, he says, "You're really going to enjoy it, and I'm watching over you." I was like, "That's cool." And you know what? I think it was 2 days later I got information, or got the information that I was going on a trip. So, hey, you know, he does help. He's a pretty cool angel to have in your front back pocket. You know, just surround yourself with him. I think that you're ready to go on to the next one?
Sure. We have Archangel Raziel. This is the angel whose name means secrets. Secret of God. He knows all the divine secrets of the universe. He works really closely with God. This is the archangel to call upon if you are, if you realize you're having difficulties with spiritual understanding at a very deep level. If you've got some beliefs, you know, that are limiting your capacity, or you got some fears inside your head that's making it a little bit more difficult for you, Archangel Raziel can help you release all of that. Also helps with clairvoyance, divine magic. We've got another one that helps with divine magic, alchemy, right, esoteric information, manifestation. So that's all about divine magic manifesting with deliberate intent and psychic abilities. This is so fitting for him because he is the archangel that knows the secrets of the universe. So it's just all about using that divine magic. Also helping with, for those, I know a lot of people kind of, you know, as we're learning and we read all these books and all of that, and if you're having difficulty kind of understanding what you're reading or grasping certain concepts, you recognize that there's a block within you, maybe that is that you're afraid to maybe come to that kind of understanding. Great archangel to call upon, Archangel Raziel. I actually was calling upon him as I was reading the book that I was telling you about on Edgar Cayce. I was like, okay, I'm not understanding some of the words here.
I hear you.
And then I was able to. And now I'm able to really read that book and understand it too. It's completely. So great with that.
Oh, that's cool. I want to talk to you more about that as you're going along. Let's see, Archangel Sandalphon. He's the only one of two angels, Metatron and Sandalphon, that their name ends that way. It doesn't end, it ends in Sandalphon and Metatron. All the others, Michael, ends in El, which means God in Hebrew. Sandalphon's name means brother in Greek, and it's a reference to his own twin brother, Archangel Metatron. How cool is that? So, let's talk about what he helps with. Music, prayers, delivering and answering your prayers, and also unborn babies. If you want to know the gender of your baby, ask for him to come to you in a dream or with a thought, and he'll tell you. I like that with the music and everything, because we've had clients and friends and some of my family members I know. I say call on him because, you know what, if you're trying to write music or play music, he's the one to help you. Especially, I know that, gosh, not so long ago, one of our clients, Corrine, had a daughter that was in an art show, and she was playing in the art show, an artistic show. And she goes, "I want my daughter to win." And I say, "Well, why don't you just call on Sandalphon to help her?" You know what I mean? Because she helps with music, or he helps with music. So that's kind of, as you said before, all the angels have something to do, you know what I mean, with every aspect of our lives. And some of them overlap. So you know what? You just pick up pick up the book and say which one helps me with what, or go online, or if you've written it down while we're talking about it, you've got a lot of help out there. So that's cool. So you ready to go on to the next one?
Sure. We've got Archangel Uriel. Either way is fine. And his name means God is light, and he is regarded as one of the wisest angels. So he's great for those out there that are that you're studying, you're in school, you're taking a test, or you went back to school. Great with that because he's a good problem solver. He's also good with writing too. So he's got a lot of those talents. So it's good to call upon him on a regular basis because he oversees all of life's lessons. So for example, if you're having you're trying to make a decision and you don't really know what the best course is to do, you don't really understand what is going on in a certain situation, you can call upon him and ask him to help you see clearly the truth that is there so that you can make the best informed decision for yourself. And he will give you that insight and allow you to be more open-minded on your decision-making process. He's great. Great problem solver.
I like that. Yeah, great, great. That is, you're right about that. Yeah, I've asked him help, you know, too, as well. Ooh, because sometimes it's hard when you're in the middle of something, you know?
Yeah, he's kind of like a mentor for life's lessons. A good one to call on a regular basis. As we go through this journey of life, right?
Yeah. anyway, you have the last one is Archangel Zachiel, which his name means the righteousness of God. He's considered to be the Archangel of Mercy and Benevolence. And I like this because he is actually the one from the Bible that helped that stopped Abraham from sacrificing his son Isaac. So, you know, if you believe in that, or it's a great, great story anyway. And he helps with compassion and also forgiveness of yourself and others. So imagine what that can do with the compassion that he has. Also, here's another angel that helps with lost objects and can help you feel with your healing, emotionally and also physical healing. And Corrine, this is the one, memory enhancement. You were talking about, I was telling you, there was one that helps with memory.
I need to start working with him more often. I know, I do. Although my memory has gotten a lot better now. So, you know, without even knowing which archangel it was, that I just asked. Because after you told me that, I said, okay, whichever archangel it is, because we couldn't remember the name, remember? I just said, please just tell me my memory.
Yeah, I
remember. Yeah, and I'm, like, doing really, really well now with the memory. But he's a great one if you have just gone through a challenging situation and you are finding it very difficult to forgive, and you are, you know, still angry or resentful or whatever it may be, and your heart needs that healing. He is a great one to fill your heart with compassion, and to alleviate the worry and the anxiety. And I know all of us out there need this kind of help from time to time. So he has great healing power for the heart.
He does, and one thing I want to say this before you get ready to close this call, he also helps you understand the why things, you know, why you're feeling this way. Amazing. Okay, so I think that's all 10 of the, there's more than 10, but that's all of the archangels, and what I'm going to say now is we probably need to close the call. So we've got some classes coming up. If you go to angelcoaches.com, we've got future life progression, past life progression, there's a host of them there, building your psychic abilities, and also we have a call on Tuesday night that is there for everybody that teaches you all the aspects of manifesting. So take care, everybody, and have a good night.
Good night.